Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Is there something you think you could be a world champion, but you're thinking, well, there wouldn't even be a contest for that? Because I'm here to tell you, there's probably a contest for that. In Hungary, a few weeks ago, September 6th, the 8th edition of the World International, redundant, Grave Digging Championships.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, that's a specific skill, kind of like, you know, grocery baggers.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, they do that contest.
Yeah.
I didn't think that anyone would still hand dig a grave. I'm assuming you're talking hand digging,
yes.
Not like backhoe.
Well, I guess I assume you have to be right. That has to be true. Otherwise, that'd be stupid.
It's got to be.
Because there's already contests for backhoe operators to see how precisely they can move those.
Yeah.
Like where they take the top off a soda bottle or something.
That stuff is crazy. I know, man. It's so much skill. Yeah, it's got to be hand digging. And it makes sense. Didn't you say, what did you say? It was like in Romania or something?
Hungary.
Okay.
Same idea.
I knew area.
Professional cemetery workers to see who can dig and refill the grave the fastest while keeping it within the contest boundaries of neatness and tidiness.
So a nice rectangular hole.
Each team of two is faced with the same task. Carve out a grave measuring 2 meters long, about 6.5 feet, about 2.6 feet wide, and about 5 feet deep. Then replace about 2.5 tons of dirt.
Oh my God.
Judges scored them on speed, accuracy, and presentation. Clean edges, tidy burial mound carried almost as much weight as finishing the activity first.
We could pick my brother's brain about this. He was a head horticulturist at this historic cemetery in St. Louis, Missouri for mm-hmm. years, and they would do green burials, which means there's no casket, there's no machinery involved in any way, shape, or form. The body's naturally mummified, and then you're laid on that was his job, was to dig the grave and then lay down everything that the body needed to lie on. And the families could pick, native plants and whatever, and he would create that bed for the body, and then you do the same thing over the top of it.
Damn.
And so he would take pictures of the before, before the body's in there, just out of respect. He wasn't going to take a picture mm-hmm. of this mummified
right.
body. But he would talk us through that process. And, I mean, I wonder how long it would take him to bury or to dig a grave in general. But, what's the fastest time?
So he had to dig the green ones?
Mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is that a... I have no reference to how long that would take. Obviously,
either.
The more you do it, the faster you are at it. But is that a full day of just digging?
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably not a full day.
He had a team, so I'm sure it was multiple people doing it. But yeah, I would love to know, how long does that take just on its own without it being a competition? But then doing it as a competition and one person. I hate digging holes when I'm trying mm-hmm. to put a plant in the ground. I always hit a root.
Hit the roots.
Yeah, right? Every time and I give up.
How does anything grow here?
Yeah. Somebody who's good at it could probably do it in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the winning time?
Yes.
5 feet deep, though?
Steve, I sent you a video.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, I assume it's in English. It's from Vice, but it may not be.
My only frame of reference is digging holes for really large root balls for trees I've had delivered.
So 6.5 feet long, 2.5 feet wide, just over 5 feet deep.
Okay.
The winners were last year's champions who defended their title. Laszlo Kiss and Robert Nagy.
Oh, yeah, they're a good team.
Okay.
Finished with a time of 1 hour, 33 minutes, and 20 seconds.
An hour and a half.
So that's to dig out and replace.
So are they both digging at the same time?
I believe so.
Does it say? Okay. Or is it they have to tag each other in?
From the still shot, it looks that they're both digging.
Yeah.
Do You want to watch this?
The organizer said the pair credited their win to habits built in daily work rather than any special training. At the end of the scoreboard, Russia's team from Novosibirsk Crematorium blamed scorching weather on their last place finish.
Oh, whatever.
The Russians
no.
were screwed.
Oh, they came in last.
First held in 2016, the championship has been only interrupted by the pandemic. Hungary's Association of Cemetery Operators and Maintainers created it not for spectacle, but to honor a profession that typically goes unseen. Well, I understand that.
Okay.
Digging graves, they say, demands strength, accuracy, mental stamina, yet the people do it with little acknowledgement or little appreciation.
Sure, that is true.
Very true.
Mm. All right, you want to watch this?
Let's see what we have.
All right. Not sure what this video is, but let's check it out.
Okay.
These guys are digging graves.
Right. One guy.
All right. Oh, man, there's a lot of them.
Okay, yeah. So it's two at a time digging.
There's a lot.
Man, that guy's an animal there.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
Look at him smoothing that grave pile, though.
The fastest time was 34 minutes.
Was it 34?
It said 34.
The winners were 1 hour 33 minutes, but what? The one at 34 might have been graded down for.
Yeah.
Wow, look how smooth those edges are.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. We're totally nerding out as men.
Yeah, I mean, women. Clearly they've picked a patch that's the perfect soil consistency for digging.
Yeah, and, why don't they do it in my backyard? There's lumps everywhere. It's got 2 feet down. Yeah. Water would start shooting out.
Oh, you're going to find so many dog toys and oh, garbage.
God. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. A creepy lady says, we hope that the quality of burials will rise and the respect for grave diggers will rise.
Yeah. There's less demand now because more people are being cremated. These men see death every day.
Is she a movie villain?
I mean, yeah.
She looks like Moira.
Respect for grave diggers will rise.
Yeah, the crows have eyes.
It's good to see you. Found a new job after you were pushed back from making a coat out of those Dalmatians, ma'am.
You don't say. Yeah.
Somehow that evil-sounding lady saying grave diggers are human too feels like a threat.
She says people can't begin to understand how horrible this job is. No, I can. That sounds horrible.
Yeah, digging
in so many ways.
Digging graves. Yeah, that seems the worst.
I hand dug both of my grandparents' graves, this text says. It took several hours.
Were you the one who made them have to go in them?
Murderer.
I'm going to assume no, but it's a fair
question. Was it never shallow graves?
This text. You know it's not clay they're digging in. Clay sucks. Yeah. Get some some types of dirt smack rolling. That, what are we going to let sandy clay get off scot-free here?
That is
corn won't grow, man.
That is a fact. Clay is tough to dig in. But sand is terrible, too, for a good grave.
It's dangerous, too.
Collapses in on itself.
Yeah.
My yard would be awful for grave digging. Just digging a small hole, it's a combination of sand and big rocks.
Mm.
Like, it's one or the other. There's no middle ground.
Kelly, what's your yard consistency?
Oh,
man, like?
I've got a maple tree in the back corner of my backyard. Geez. That thing is 3,000 feet tall. So those, honest to God, those roots have wrapped around my house.
Oh, yeah.
There are roots everywhere. Everywhere I've tried to dig, I'm like, I'm done.
Do you feel like you could go into the middle of a wide open grass field, and as soon as you jammed the spade shovel in, you'd hit a root that was like 2 inches in diameter?
Yeah, I have little maple trees that just pop up out of the ground everywhere. And I have to dig them out. Otherwise, I'll have 10 maple trees next year. Mm-hmm. I hate it, but I love the one big one. It's nice. But yeah, I got roots everywhere, man. And it's all uneven. It's terrible. I'm on a hill. Bad news, guys.
It is.
Bad news.
What do you think you could
diggers.
Be a world champion at? Could you guys, because a lot of these are professional stuff, Steve and Kelly organize, and Maitland organize all of our audio that we keep. And you two have talked many times about how you both are fairly meticulous in the same way.
Yeah, we do organize similarly.
Which is a big deal when you're working together on something like this, because you both, we all know how it is. If you have a way that you prefer to do things and then someone else has another way, that's not as fun to adapt. Do you think you could compete in there would never be this, but I would have said there'd never be a grave digging championship either. But could you compete in organizing audio and maintaining a library?
Yeah, we're World Audio Backup Drive Championships. I think I don't know if I'd win, but I'd place pretty high.
I feel like you could give me the most amount of audio and I could edit it down to the smallest little sound bite that somebody needed.
I've really?
Really perfected. Mm.
Yeah, you're pretty good at
the
that.
Fillers out.
There are lots of times we'll do an interview on segment 17, not as often as we used to, but when we do one, because it's on segment 17, if it's someone that we really like and they happen to say they don't have a time limit, we'll just enjoy talking to them for 25 minutes. And then we get off the segment, and then Kelly will say, how long do you need this? And I'll say, 12 and a half minutes, mm-hmm. knowing that I'm asking for a somewhat Herculean task.
Yeah.
And then like a half hour later, Kelly will go, how's this sound? And it's great.
Yeah. And so, I'm like, here's multiple versions, but I like it. I like being able to take a really long story and just getting like the meat of it. But also, I do feel like if you put me in a hoarding competition, like an Organize the Hoarder competition, put me in a basement that hadn't been touched in a couple years.
My wife would be good at that.
Yeah.
She'd be so good at that.
I would be good at losing pencils in a small space.
What do you mean?
I think I would excel at that. Anytime I build something, I have a pencil in my hand because you're, you know, making measurements. Sure. I cut something and then I put that piece of wood where it's supposed to go. And then I reach for the pencil to do the next thing. And I'll spend 20 minutes going, where the F is my pencil?
I'm
so good at losing the pencil.
Why don't you put it behind your ear like a lot of carpenters do?
My ears stick out too far. They don't stick. I can't do it.
Why don't you do it
with a regular pencil or a carpenter pencil.
Why don't you get a novelty pencil, like one of those big ones kids like that's a, you know, like a quarter of an inch around or whatever.
I just don't have the ear compression for it. Man. Yeah, it's no good.
What about a headband?
You know what I do? If I'm wearing a hat, I'll put it up there sideways.
There you go.
Then I can
do it. That's
what
I do.
But I don't have a hat on very often.
You ever put it in the hat weird and then you feel like you're about to get stabbed in the eye every time you turn
your
head?
Yeah, I really hate it. It would be fine if I would just set it in a normal spot. But
all right, for me, it's the same thing as hot wings, except replace pencil with tape measure.
Tape measure is
that's
the
always
easy thing
how
to
like
lose
I'll go
to.
And measure something and then set that down. But then by the time I get to the saw, I'm like, where did it go?
Do you think is that universal for like everyone, people who work in the trades? Does that still happen to them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's the wrench 100%. That mechanics always lose?
Oh, 10 millimeter.
10 millimeter. That's not lose, but it gets stolen and like they're guarded with their life.
Yeah, it's used so much. Every ratchet set should come with at least 10 of those and skip most of the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Text from, what was our contestant's name on the Minute of Mayhem yesterday that won? Was it
Bob?
Oh, yeah, Bob.
Yeah.
Text from, I'm guessing this is Bob. He's been pouring it on. Yesterday, he texted, guys, I'd like to thank you for letting me win $1,500 from you all time. Because I won $500 on Dumber Than the Show trivia, but I didn't tell you before Minute of Mayhem yesterday.
Mr. Braggin.
But that didn't get a response. So old smiling Bob there got up this morning and said, my area of expertise would be taking money from the Free Beer and Hot Wings show.
Double down.
Bob smoked that game yesterday.
He
didn't hear it.
He did
so
a great job.
He has earned the right to say it with his chest, as they say. But now you're banned from winning more money.
Yeah.
Unless we come up with a new game to give away money. Then you're unbanned.
We're also well within our right to put something really awful in the memo line of the check we send you.
Always.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Always.